Good morning. Today we're going to be looking at Matthew 5, 6. And it says, "Blessed are those who do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." I don't know if it's true for everyone, but I don't have any problem about becoming hungry. It could be just a commercial and all of a sudden, popcorn and a drink. That sounds pretty good to me. So I don't think this scripture is simply saying, blessed are those that hunger and thirst, because I think that's a part of just being human. But if I could, I would like to point out a couple of things that seems just to lift up off the page today from the scripture. Jesus presents this need of feeling on two platforms. The first one is thirst. When I read the scripture that Jesus is recorded saying, "Come to me, those that are thirsty." And when he spoke to the woman at the well, he said, "Drink this and you'll never thirst again." I believe thirst is related to the aspect which addresses an initial need. And all of us understand that a baby, at the beginning, all the nutrition is given through the mode of drink. The second mode of being filled is through hunger. Paul draws a distinction between liquid and solid food in speaking to the Corinthians. He acknowledges that they are still drinking when what is needed is the substance that builds for the long haul, a deep foundational platform for the advancement of the kingdom of God in your life. So he's desiring them to move onto the meat, which obviously is not a drinkable item. Paul sees the value of both milk and meat. There is a time and a season of development for each. You see, the mode of being filled changes as you progress. Walking this walk with Jesus, at the beginning, the nourishment comes through community, through attendance, through open discourse. As you continue to walk, sometimes it is in the meat. It's in the pursuit of truth. It's in the denying yourself certain luxuries or privileges that distract you from the kingdom of God. If you will, no matter what stage you are on your walk with Jesus, hunger after him, thirst after him. He has given you the promise that you will be filled. You knew something was missing. You were hungry, you were thirsty, and you knew there was an emptiness in your life that only he could fill. I want to encourage you, continue to hunger and thirst after him. This relationship with Jesus is so incredible. I would think that we would want as much as we could get. It is as if this desire is hardwired into our discipleship DNA. But if it's just being blessed, if you hunger and thirst after something, we all can testify there that hungering for the world and its trinkets did not fill, nor did it satisfy. It is not the action of hungering and thirsting. It is the object that you hunger and thirst for. And that is God's righteousness. Guys, may your hunger and thirst for God, may it increase. May it continue to grow, and may the appetites of this world become extinguished as you continue to pursue the kingdom of God.